Welcome on to Bottom Line Baseball. Joining us on the podcast today, MLB insider Ken Rosenthal. Ken, thanks so much for coming on the podcast today with Jackson and I. This is, as you always say, baseball is 30 different soap operas in 9 months. What's been the most surprising part of this April part of the season?
Ooh, that's a good question, Alex. I think the Giants, honestly. The Giants and the way they've pitched, that's definitely been a huge surprise. It's also been a surprise to see some of the NL East teams not start as well as a lot of us anticipated. The Braves in particular, but they've had injuries, and that's been part of it. The Yankees' slow start. There have been a lot of different surprising things that have happened. I think maybe from an individual standpoint, Yermin Mercedes, that's number one by far with the White Sox. This guy came out of nowhere and has been a huge contributor for them.
And Ken, kind of going off of that, can you talk about how vital it is to have a minor league season, not having one in 2020, and how important it is for the game of baseball?
Jackson, that's a great point. And it sometimes gets lost because last year there was a lost year of development for minor leaguers. Now, I know a lot of them competed, so to speak, at the alternate sites, but it's not the same as playing games with the scoreboard and stats and everything that is associated with it. So the sport needs to have a minor league season just to get these players back going again and to continue their maturation process. And it's a critical thing. And looks like all systems go, we're good. But again, with COVID, there's always that little hesitation that makes you say, okay, let's hope it goes well.
Just a quick follow-up on that, Ken. So will major league teams utilize a AAA as like their alternate site now?
I believe once we get going with AAA, yes.
Okay.
But Alex, to be perfectly honest, I don't know the answer to that. And I cover the major leagues intensely, but I'm not always aware of these different things going on with the minors. I'm almost positive the answer is yes, but I don't want to say that and it looks stupid.
Right. Right. Ken, this is a quick segment. It's five yes or no's.
Okay.
So it's as of today on April 28th. Anything can change on April 29th, as you know. But as of now, I want your honest yes or no's to these questions. So will the Angels have what it takes to make the playoffs in 2021?
No.
Okay. Are the Royals playoff contenders?
Yes.
Will we see a Bobby Witt Jr. call-up in 2021?
Absolutely, yes.
Will we see Chris Bryant on the Cubs at the end of the season?
No.
And then the last one, this is an interesting one. Will fans see Brian Cashman, the Yankee GM, on January 1st, 2022?
Wow, that's a good one. Yes.
Okay. And then, Ken, the last question that we have for you, what is the most bizarre trade story that you've had in your career?
Well, there have been a number of them, and I'd have to go back through my memory to really give you the one that stands out above all. But I guess one comes to mind, and I can't recall the winter meetings that it took place in, but it was that big Royals-Rays trade involving Will Myers. And if you remember, James Shields and Wade Davis came back to the Royals. And at the time, it was a trade that was hugely criticized from the Royals' perspective. It was, how can you give up Will Myers? Well, it turns out the deal basically turned the Royals around and elevated them to the team they became in 2014 and 15. And the memorable thing about it was, at the winter meetings, Rocco Baldelli, who was then working for the Rays, and Gene Watson, who was a special assistant for the Royals, they were talking about the trade, and it was so late at night, Gene came out of the room, his hotel room, in pajamas. So I always wanted to write that and never really have gotten around to it. For years, neither one of them will let me write it because, my gosh, it's so embarrassing. But that was a pretty good one. There have been a lot of others, too. I remember one, I'll give you this other one. I was at MLB Network, and I found out that Zach Greinke got traded just before the deadline, just before 4 p.m. And I reported it, and it was shocking. It was to the Astros, and it was really shocking. And when I went on the air with it, the host, who was Greg Amsler, didn't know. And his reaction was shock. And he was like screaming, what? And that was pretty funny. Greinke's actually been involved in a couple. The free agent signing with the Diamondbacks was also a shocker. And I remember reporting that. I couldn't believe it while it was happening. But that was a pretty interesting one. I can go on and on, Alex. There's a lot of weird things that happen in any given year with trades, free agents, all kinds of things.
Well, in 20 years, Ken, I can't wait for the book.
If I ever get the time, I'm going to have a great book, Alex. The problem is I might be 90 by the time I'm ready to write it, and I'm not going to have a memory by then. So it's a lot of good stories, though.
But Ken, we want to say thanks so much for taking some time this morning on the podcast. I know we probably don't have to put you over, but where can people follow you on social media and read your work on The Athletic?
Sure. Well, thanks for that. On social media, Twitter, it's Ken Rosenthal, Ken at Ken underscore Rosenthal, and all the others are fake. So that's how you have to do it, at Ken underscore Rosenthal. I'm at The Athletic, Fox Sports on Saturdays with the MLB Game of the Week that Fox has, and MLB Network a couple times a week as well. So I'm not on Instagram, much to my daughter's chagrin, but we'll leave it at that for now.
And you have a new podcast.
I do have a new podcast. Yes, that's on The Athletic Baseball Show. It's available on Apple and Spotify. It's every Monday.
Perfect. Thanks again, Ken, for doing it.
Thanks, Alex.
You heard it from none other than the Ken Rosenthal. He has some interesting points about the five yes or no questions, Jackson, in my opinion.
No, yeah, for sure. I think the biggest thing from a Kansas City Royals perspective is that fans should expect Bobby Witt Jr. to be up probably by June or July.
Yeah.
In the middle of the year, which can only help amplify what they've already done starting out 14-8 for the season. And then with the Angels, I feel like it's more about pitching. If they had more of starting pitching, I feel like that answer would have been yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a little surprised there that he said no, that they don't have what it takes to make the playoffs. Chris Bryant, for Ken, he's not going to be on the Cubs at the end of the season. So, Cub fans, I know we've talked about that in the past, but unfortunate there. Obviously, anything can happen, as everyone knows in baseball. It's only April 28th, so something can change tomorrow. And then also, Ken thinks that Brian Cashman will be the Yankees GM come January 1st, 2022. So I think Yankee fans, as we talked with Susan Wallman last week, we can't be too over dramatic with the future to this Yankee team, especially when it comes to Brian Cashman and the Yankee front office.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll start off first with the Cubs. You know, for the Cubs so far, they haven't started off real well this season anyway, being right around 500. I wouldn't be surprised too eventually if Brian's dealt at the deadline, if not Anthony Rizzo as well, get more prospects and be more in a rebuild situation, because you got the Cardinals that are up there. You know, you got the Brewers that have been good to start off. So from the Cubs perspective, not surprising. If Ken's saying that he's going to be traded, that's more than likely what will happen. From a Yankee perspective, they're going to be really good at the end of the year. They just beat Baltimore last night. They just got to get on a little 5-6 game win streak and get right the ship a little bit. And once they do that, they're going to be rocking and rolling.
And then, I mean, yeah, I would agree. I think the Yankees just have to become the Yankees. And we've talked about this over and over and over again. I don't think maybe we hit the panic button if they're still playing like this come June 1st, right? Or if they lose another game to an Oriole team, or if they lose another series. They don't play the Red Sox until June this year. It's weird. You would think that at least once a month, it seems like they usually play each other, but not this season, which is odd. So they must play them a lot in the back end of the season, which the way it's going, if the division is like this near the end of the season, then that's kind of the heart and the core of that Yankee-Red Sox record lead that we haven't really seen in the last few seasons of when both teams have been good. So that could be interesting to note as well. But again, to your point, Jackson, I think the Yankees are going to be fine. They got to get their pitching staff on point, but their pitching hasn't been the issue. It's just been their offense. And
they got to get guys healthy too.
Yeah.
They got to get some guys healthy in Luke Voit. And then, you know, they made a trade yesterday, trading Topman away to the Giants to get a left-handed reliever. So, you know, little things that can only help out their organization will be good.
Right. Right. No, great points. So overall, interesting to note. And then again, he says as of right now, the minor league season is on pace to get started on time next week. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. And, you know, we'll probably get on some Express people coming up next week around opening day on May 6th, which I can't wait for opening day. There's nothing quite like a minor league season. And yes, we've had all side games at the ballpark, but there's nothing about like having the Express, having Friday night fireworks. I know we're going to have fireworks on Thursday, May 6th. So, you know, we'll get with Chris Almendares and my dad and talk about the upcoming minor league season.
Absolutely. It's my first one.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Can't wait.
So, again, for Jackson, I'm Alex Buse. Thanks for listening to this quick update. And then thanks for Ken Rosenthal for taking some time with us this morning to just drop some Ken bombs on us. Bobby Witt Jr., Ken thinks absolutely, not a yes, not a no, and absolutely that fans can expect a Bobby Witt Jr. call-up this season for the Kansas City Royals. But once again, for Jackson, I'm Alex Buse. Have a great rest of your day. And we will be seeing you very soon.